An ordinance given final approval this week by the Springfield City Council puts a longer holding period on secondhand goods before a store can sell them. It also requires shop owners to keep a detailed computerized record, including photographs of the store's inventory, that will be in a database that can be accessed by police departments throughout the region. Councilor Tom Ash, chairman of the Public Safety Committee who sponsored the ordinance, called it a common sense tool that allows the police to do their job.
The thrust behind this ordinance, what we're trying to do, is protect the interest of the people.
The new regulations require pawnbrokers and junk dealers to hold secondhand jewelry and other used goods for at least 30 days. This replaces the current requirement for a 10-day hold that police said was not enough time to investigate house breaks and track down and recover stolen items before the merchandise is sold. The ordinance also requires shop owners to replace a handwritten logbook of their inventory, which police said was often illegible and incomplete, with a detailed computerized record. Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said the new regulations will modernize the system and help police find and recover stolen goods.
It's a fair ordinance that it doesn't overburden the business owners. As far as the regulations go, all we're asking is to utilize technology for the Springfield Police Department to come on board into the 21st century.
But some store owners complain the new regulations will impose a hardship on their business. They also argue that making the computerized records widely available to police departments will invade the privacy of people pawning or selling jewelry and personal property. Councilor Ash said access to the information will be closely guarded by the police.
Any of these reputable businesses, that pawn shops or secondhand dealers, anybody who goes into those shops are subject to video surveillance as it is. So their pictures are being taken one way or the other. So it's the invasion of privacy argument really doesn't carry any water.
The ordinance was first introduced in the council almost a year ago. It was referred several times to committee, and efforts to bring it to a final vote were blocked by procedural motions. The ordinance that passed 11-2 this week had changed very little from what was originally proposed. City Council President Mike Fenton said the election last November resulted in the defeat of two councilors, including former Council President James Ferreira, who were strong opponents of the regulations.
Democracy works. You know, the people, to an overwhelming degree, told us that this was something that they thought was an appropriate tool to provide to the police department in order to help reduce residential break-ins in the city.
At-large Councilor Justin Hurst, who took office in January, said the pawn shop regulations were an issue in his campaign.
And in knocking on well over 1,000 doors, there was a common theme that was reverberated throughout the community that people wanted and were very disappointed with the city council when they indeed did not extend the 10-day holding period on pawned items to 30 days.
The ordinance was endorsed by several civic groups and neighborhood crime watch organizations. A spokesman for Mayor Dominic Sarno said the mayor plans to sign the ordinance when it reaches his desk. It would take effect 20 days after the mayor signs it. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.